and you're listening to All Things Considered. And I'm joined now by reporter Liz Reed, and she's been working on a story today about a suit filed by the ACLU. And Liz, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, so basically this lawsuit filed today by the ACLU of Pennsylvania alleges that back on September 28th, 2013, three people in Oakland were sitting on their porch, Teresa Brown, her daughter Monica Jackson, and neighbor Anthony Grace. They witnessed a fight across the street, and the story is that Brown went across the street to defuse the fight, and then shortly after, the police showed up because a neighbor had called. Brown is an elected constable and a 20-year employee of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, and as a constable, she felt it was her place to sort of try and help defuse the fight. So by the time the police officer got there, there was nobody involved in the fight still there. The police officer that responded is named Elizabeth Vitalbo, and Brown pointed her in the direction where the men had gone, and Vitalbo went that way. And then she came back a few minutes later saying that Brown, Jackson, and Grace were talking too loudly, and that that's sort of where things took a turn for the worse. She sort of said that she would cite them for disorderly conduct. I won't recount every single detail, but basically the allegations are that Vitalbo was verbally abusive toward Brown and the others, threatening to arrest her. According to the suit, things sort of escalated. Jackson, Brown's daughter, tried to start recording on her phone, and Vitalbo told her to stop and that she'd be arrested if she didn't stop. Then backup arrived. Grace was allegedly thrown up against the porch and handcuffed. Vitalbo allegedly refused to identify herself. Sort of on and on. The police were there for about an hour, and when they left, nobody was cited.
So they left, and nothing happened for a little while, but then what happened?
Well, Brown, Jackson, and Grace eventually filed complaints with the city's Office of Municipal Investigations and with the Citizens Police Review Board. And then in March 2014, so several months later, the three of them were actually cited for disorderly conduct in connection with the incident. They were all eventually found not guilty. And the lawsuit alleges that the time that passed between the incidents, again in September 2013, and the charges in March 2014 demonstrate that the charges were in retaliation for the residents having submitted complaints.
I see. So what does the ACLU suit allege? What does it say?
Well, it basically says that Vitalbo not only acted inappropriately, but that the residents' First and Fourth Amendment rights were violated. The U.S. Justice Department, in connection with problems in Baltimore back in 2012, had said that the right to record interactions with the police safely from a safe and respectable distance is derived from the First Amendment. And so that is what the lawsuit is alleging. And the city has actually faced a similar lawsuit in the past. There was the case of a teacher named Dennis Henderson. He was detained and then charged after a community meeting. He's African-American. He was talking to another journalist who is also African-American. And the journalist was trying to film the incident, was told that he wasn't allowed to. Very similar suit. And that case was settled in late 2014. And at that time, what's interesting is that the ACLU, which also represented Henderson, said the city was working on updating its policy and training with regard to a citizen's right to record police without interfering. And it's that policy that the ACLU alleges is still not in place and is the reason why the city of Pittsburgh is named in the suit, in addition to Officer Vitalbo. Today, neither the mayor's office nor the Department of Public Safety were able to provide any information about a policy or training related to that matter.
Okay, so no comment from police and no comment from the city. You did talk to the ACLU. What would have been the right way for the officer to interact or the citizens to interact with the officer? How could that have gone down differently?
I spoke with Vic Volchek, who is the legal director for the ACLU, and what he said was that police can't tell a citizen not to record unless they're physically interfering. And in such case, even if they're physically interfering, that the response should be, please back up, move across the street, to just sort of get out of the way rather than to stop recording.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you wanted to mention about the story that you think people should know?
Well, we'll be following this case, of course. You know, it says in the suit that they want to see this go to a jury trial. As I mentioned, the Henderson case was settled out of court, so we'll be interested to see if the same thing happens here or if we do go to a trial.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Larkin.
That was reporter Liz Reed talking about the suit filed today by the ACLU against the city of Pittsburgh and a police officer over charges of harassment and intimidation.